yard line. So number four, Nick Phillips, was the returner, and Iowa City will be first and 10 from the 26. All right, first and 10 for the Regals, and we'll see what happens. Rockets with a 4-4 defense alignment, and it's been doing pretty decent in terms of shooting the linebacker from time to time here. Cook in shotgun formation, three receivers to the left, one to the right, and they hand it right up the gut. Nice runoff tackle, but he only gets about to 4 yards. And that was number 28, Brinkman. And a nice job of the Rocket defenders fighting off that block to make the stop. That's a nice tackle there by Brett Wirsta. All right. Second and 7. They only give him 3 on the carry. Cook in shotgun formation. 3 receivers to the left. He rolls to his left, looking. Fires it downfield. He's got a man open, and he does make the catch, and he slips the tackler, and he's going to take it in for a score. The second play up the night, and there's no penalty flag on that play.
Yeah, we just couldn't quite get enough hands on him to bring him down on that.
And just like that, Iowa City is on the board. I know that couldn't have been Donnie Lindley on that play. 31 was the defender, and he's not there in that deal either. There's no way that's Donnie Lindley, the freshman out of La Villa. So Regals in for the PAT. The snap, the kick, the step, and it looks good, and it is good. And the Regals get on the board very, very, very quickly, 7-0 with 11:17 on the clock there. And Coach Lane, that's not how you want things to work out that quick.
No, it's not. I was kind of hoping maybe that traffic jam they were involved in upon the interstate was going to slow them down a little bit. But, hey, that's, you know, get the jitters out of the way here, and we'll come back and play some better defense here.
All right, with that win coming in the face of Regina, they didn't let it bother them at all on that drive. Blush Boutique, Angie Lobrick in downtown Eddyville. You can find your official Rocket gear. She also has jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize your shirt to support the Rockets with a number one fan on your shirt and or have your kid's jersey number on it. She's open from Tuesday to Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity win, you'll receive 25% off any one item in the store the following Tuesday only. Blush Boutique can be found on Facebook as well. And, you know, with less than a minute to the game, Iowa City strikes quick. They got that lightning in the bottle there as number 22, Jacob Adam, is going to tee it off against the wind here. Here's another country store kick out of Fremont, and he kicks that long and into the end zone, and the Rockets will get it from the 20. Even against that 25-mile-an-hour wind, that kid was able to put it into the end zone. So nice job out of him.
That is a heck of a nice weapon to have on your team to be able to kick that kickoff clear into the end zone like that. Of course, as soon as the ball gets in the end zone on that, the ball's blown dead, so they can't run it out.
Nope, they can't run it out. Of course, Cody Brown last week had an 80-yard touchdown return after the game had turned to 18-12. Rockets, they bumped it back up to a 2-score game. Rockets with it to drive right up the center, and there's some extracurricular activity, and a penalty flag got thrown. We'll see what happens here. Trey Van Dorn was doing some battle, and Iowa City kid threw him down after the play, and it looks like Iowa City's moving back already, and they're going to have 15 yards against them. The first play gives a Rocket first down right away via the personal foul, so we'll give the Rockets first down. That's a Veldheising Chiropractic and Wellness first down. We'll take it. That moves the ball up to the 36-yard line. Rockets come up with the power eye. Blake Moth, underneath center, takes the snap, wheels, turns. Van Dorn is wrestled down again, and there was some crashing of the end there on the side there of Iowa City. He must have shed his blocker without any problem and made that play without any hesitation.
It was a nice little tackle right there by 28, I believe it was.
Also, Phil Arndt is in there, the 290-pound lineman, and he's able to get through there without much resistance. Rockets on 2nd and 12. Maroff takes it, and he's going to get stuffed at the point of attack for a loss, and the Regals are just teeing off. They know that the Rocket bread and butter is the rushing game, and if they don't get the rushing game going, it's going to be a long night for the Rockets.
Yeah, he just didn't have much room to run over there. He tried a little bit of a sweep and had two or three defenders right there waiting on him.
All right. Cody Brown comes in. Got two receivers over there on the right side, Brown and Jensen. There's the snap from the shotgun. Morrow quickly fires it, and there's nobody home over there, and it falls incomplete. They'll stop the clock at 9:51, and after a personal foul, the Rockets got a first down. They went three and out, and they'll have to punt it away. This is where the Rockets had a little bit of problem last week, Mike. Jevin Jensen, just before halftime, all he had to do was kick the ball and get it out of the Rocket end zone. It ended up being a two-yard punt, and the Trojans were able to take it in on that short field to score, make it 12-6. There's the snap. He's running to his right. Gets a nice punt off there. It's going to drive back Phillips. He's shifting around and making a few people miss, and finally they get him down at about the 40-yard line. And
looks like we got a flag down, Pat.
We do have a flag indeed. We'll see. Check that out. Nice punt by Jensen.
Looks like flag's down about the 32.
All right. So it's against Iowa City. I didn't catch the initial call, but if it's a block in the back, that'll move them back 10 yards. And here it comes. Block in the back indeed. And Regina will have it 10 yards back, and that moves them back to the, oh, let's see, the 21 or so yard line? 21. All right, Rockets, let's buckle down here on defense and see what happens. Four receivers to the right side here for Cook, one to the left. He throws it to the left guy, and he's wide open. There's been a break in the coverage, and the Rockets are going to give up another touchdown. 78 yards for the score on that.
Yeah, there was nobody over there at all. We had five defenders over here on their four, and we completely forgot about the guy over there. That's a rough one. That's hard to take.
Less than 2 minutes after a 70-yard pass, they give up a 78-yard pass. Cook saw the man open, and he was able to deliver the ball, and it was easy as pie for the Regals, and the Rockets are down 13-0 with the PAT to come. Jacob Adam, there's the step, the kick, and it is good, and the Regals lead 14-0, and they're making short work out of this one, Coach Lane.
Yeah, we need to make sure we've got everybody covered out there. That was just way too easy for them.
You know, in high school, there's very rarely do you have five kids out in the pass pattern. They had four over here on the right side. They had one over there, and nobody accounted for them. One of their linebackers needed to be over there. Loeffler Dirt Works for all types of dirt work. Loeffler Dirt Works is able to get the job done right with precise guided GPS systems on all of Chad Loeffler's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching, and you need to think about what you're going to need after the harvest. Get your reservations in now for terrace construction, tiling, or even pond construction. For all your dirt works needs, call Chad 641-226-2231 to get that taken care of. And the Regals are leading 14-0 here. We're only 9:27 into the first quarter. Rockets need to make a statement some way, shape, or form.
Yeah, we need to come up with a nice run back here. It would be really nice to get some momentum back on our side, take it away from them a little bit.
All right. Jacob Adam with the kick for Iowa City. Another country store kickoff sponsored by Mike and Brandy Rocky. And he line drives it end over end, and it's going to go into the end zone again. And there's no question about it. This kid's got a strong leg there.
He does. He's going to have a pretty good future, I think, going to college and maybe playing some ball somewhere.
I wouldn't put it past him to be playing on Sunday someday somewhere. Rockets need to make something happen. Moff brings the troops out. He's got the power eye behind him. Offset to the right. Under center he goes. There's the snap. He keeps it. Tries the left side. Gets by one tackler, but then down he goes. He gains about 3 yards on that. And that's about the best that the Rockets can do on that play. Now they do get him about 3 yards. Second down and about seven from the 23-yard line. Well, you can take what you can get. I mean, positive yardage is better than what happened last time. The Rockets had the ball. Power eye again. Under center. There's a snap. The pitch to Van Dorn. He tries to cut it up. And the Regals are able to go down the line of scrimmage to intercept him as he makes his break. And the pursuit on the backside is wonderful.
Looks like we have another flag down, Pat.
It's against the Rockets. I'm not sure what it was.
Maybe an illegal motion.
Okay. That's the first penalty of the night for the Rockets here. And there is... there's 5 yards right there. So 5 yard penalty, the first of the night for the Rockets. Moves the ball back to about the 16-yard line or so for the Rockets on this beautiful Friday night football evening here from Ike Ryan Field. Power eye formation. Moff takes it, hands it up to the big guy, Welsh. He's able to get some nice yardage. Finally, they kind of got that jumble package there that they got some big guys in there, Hunter Johnson and Luke Welsh, and they were able to get a little bit of a crease up there and get that 5 yards back.
Yeah, nice one there. Got back to the first. We just lost on penalties.
Third and seven from the 23. So, got to make this to keep the drive alive. Power eye again to the right side. Maroff under center takes it. This is Van Dorn, and there's nothing going. He tries right up the gut. Keeps his legs churning. You got to give him credit for that. He did go down right away, but he's going to be short of the 25-yard line, about the 24, it'll be fourth down coming up.
There's just not a whole lot of room to run right. They got some not really big, huge guys up there on the defensive line, but they're quick.
Iowa City, Regina. Parochial school over there in Iowa City. It's very successful basketball in the past. Very successful football. Jensen takes it. Nice kick to about the 400-yard line. Phillips on the move, and he's still on his feet. They're not tackling him low. They're tackling him high. He gets past the midfield stripe all the way to the Rockets. 38-yard line. That's not a very good job of tackling by the Rockets there.
Now they had a nice little 22-yard return there.
We had people around him. They were just hitting him high, and that's been a... not a trademark that you want to talk about that's been happening the last couple of weeks, hitting them high instead of bringing them down. Give us a shout-out, 641-660-7764, 641-660-7764. Cook in the shotgun, takes a snap, looks immediately to the right, hits his man out of the flat and drops the ball. He had it right in his hands. Good defensive play by Glosser. And it's broken up. Second down coming up at 10.
Yeah, he had it right in his hands. Drew put that right, right in his hands when he was on his move. He just couldn't bring it in.
Iowa City, no huddle. Zone read to this side. He gets a couple of blockers, makes another man miss, gets into the secondary. A nice run over there by Brinkman. And they're going to move the chains on that play. What a nice job by Brinkman. He's got some speed there, Mike, and that made all the difference in the world on that play.
He's got nice size, 260 pounds. A lot of power there.
You can't hit him. You got to hit him low. Three receivers to the left this time. Cook rolls to his left. Fires it right away. It's caught out there in the flat. He makes a man miss. Finally brought down in the secondary right there by the sticks again. And Iowa City is cooking with gas here on their third drive. 6:41 on the clock here as they do indeed get another first down. Iowa City leads 14-0, and they're knocking on the door. They're in the red zone already. Cook looks at a man in motion. They hand off to him. He brings it around this right side, and he is going to take it into the score. Nice run of 10 yards by Phillips. And Regina is looking like a team possessed. That's their third touchdown and their third possession. 10-yard run by Phillips.
Yeah, he had a lot of momentum going there. He came from the left side there in a receiver spot, came in motion, took the hand off from Drew, and just went right in.
All right, Iowa City with the PAT attempt. There's a snap, the step, the kick, and it is good. And Iowa City leads 21-0 here in the first quarter. 6:33 left on that first quarter clock. The Country Store has Fremont has a full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts, the Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin power tools. The Country Store carries big game feeds products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. They're located just south of the elevator in Fremont. And, oh my, Coach Elaine. We're looking at an uphill battle here for sure. Iowa City flexing their muscles and made quick work of Sarah Nikiota last week, winning 49-6. And they already got 21 points on the board here and about half of a quarter.
They don't take much time in between plays. They get their play in, get it called, and they are off and running. They don't take much time.
Fun team to watch if you're a Regal fan. All right, back to kick is Adam again. This will be his third kickoff, another Country Store kickoff. And here we go. Against the wind, we'll see if he puts it in the end zone again. End over end, yes, it's going to fly into the end zone. And my goodness gracious, even against that 25-mile-an-hour wind, he doesn't have any problem whatsoever taking that puppy and putting it in the end zone. Rockets will have it from the 20-yard line, and that's all we've been basically have. Rockets got one first down, and that was via penalty. But the best thing that we've had so far, Mike, is we haven't turned it over yet.
Yeah, we're getting back to Jacob Southern for the Eagles. He's only 165 pounds, but boy, he kicks that ball like it was nothing.
All right. There's a pitch, and there is the first fumble. Hunter Johnson let it go through his hands, and it goes all the way back inside the 5-yard line. And just like that, disaster strikes for the Rockets. There was, I don't want to say I jinxed it, but it wasn't good timing on my part. They are going to be, well, I guess they'll be at the 6 or 7 yard line. And that was not what the doctor ordered at all. It looked like it was going to be a toss to Hunter, and it just slid right through his hands.
Yeah, it was a pretty high toss. It was up around his head. No, he probably wasn't quite expecting it to be quite that high.
Okay. All right, Rockets with the run, and Maroff takes it. He gets hit. Blow the whistle, fellas. There you go. He almost got to the 50-yard line. And he kept his feet going as much as he could.
Yeah, that was kind of a late whistle there. They could have blown that a little bit sooner. Both teams were only one little spot right there, pushing each other, and kind of let it go a little bit farther than they should have, I think.
They're down already. 15 coming up for the Rockets, and they got to pull a rabbit out of their hat here. Shotgun. Maroff rolls to his right. Under pressure already. And he tries to make his way up the field. He gets hit, and down he goes before he gets to the 10-yard line. Oh, my, that defense is relentless there on that side of the ball, Coach Lane.
We couldn't get anybody open there. They had very good coverage on all of our receivers.
There's a penalty flag down, though. Let's see what happens here. Chop block against the Rockets. I would like to think that they would decline that one. Let's see what happens here. Chop block against the Rockets. And mercy me. Things aren't going well at all. Ball's resting at the 10-yard line. And looks like we got a light whistle. And let's see what happens. The man in the white hat is going to call Rockets. No, Iowa City's going to take that first timeout.
Okay.
That's fine with us.
That was kind of striking to me because it looks like we were going to go for it on fourth down. We were going to try a trick kick of some kind.
Belleising Chiropractic. Your chiropractic needs to be met in downtown Greenville at Belleising Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Esther Belleising provide you with the comfort you are looking for through his skilled care and wellness program. Belleising Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Belleising Chiropractic and Wellness. First Iowa State Bank, your hometown bank in Eddyville and Albia. They're proud to support Eddyville Bank for Fremont Rocket Athletics. Of course, other sports of interest, the cross-country teams for the Rockets. We've got a full team for the boys' side. They've got a full team for the girls. They've been in action hot and heavy. They've been down to Ottumwa. They've been up to Oskaloosa as well. And that's they're doing well. And there's a step and a kick by Jensen. It gets a huge rocket roll. It hit it about the 40-yard line of the Rockets. And it's going to roll inside the 40, but there's a penalty flag back in the end zone, and I would hate to say it, Coach Lane, but it's probably going to be illegal substitution, it looks like. And, yeah. And that is declined. So Iowa City says, heck with it. We'll just take it where it's at. Rockets with three flags now, but only 5 yards of penalties. That's the least of our worries right now, though.
Yeah, that's really surprising that they would decline that penalty. As far back as we were, moving us back halfway to the goal line, Devin would have been clear back to the back line of the end zone. It really surprised me that they declined that.
Iowa City has a guy coming on late. He'll be in the slot position over there on the left side. Cook takes a snap. Hands it off. Actually, it's a new guy in there. Stinger is the quarterback. So Drew Cook with only three possessions. Of course, they scored three touchdowns very, 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 very quickly as we got 4 minutes left in the first quarter. 21-0 is Iowa State. In fact, Cook's over here on the receiver spot. You think Dad's trying to get him prepped to play different positions at his next stop? Let's see what here. Stinger looks at one guy. It's tipped and intercepted. There's a D&D outdoor interception as Gage Berryman is able to take that deflection, and the Rockets are in regal territory at the 44-yard line.
That was a huge play for us. Get that interception on that tip there. Hope we can get something done here and try the ball down the field and get a score.
All right. Turnover, D&D turnover. D&D, where you can buy, sell, trade your guns and ammo right there in downtown Eddyville. There's a snap of the give, and if poor Trey Mendorn tripped and fell before he could even make a cut, 21-0 is the score. Iowa City in the lead here, and he lost a couple on that, so bringing up second down and 12, and you hate to have negative yardage on that first play, but they did.
Yeah, it's hole right off. That's not something we can afford to do tonight.
All right, power eye formation behind Morrow. Takes a snap, turns and gives right up the gut. Nice run by Van Dorn. He's in the secondary. He's on his horse. In the formation to the end zone. And down he goes inside the 20. Trey Van Dorn with a nice run and a first down. And it's also a left or dirt work run of 10 yards or more.
Beautiful run by Trey. I think he might be down. He might be down around the 10-yard line.
Well, that's the worst place in my estimation that you can be. You got to go 10 yards and four down. Well, they might be able to get first down inside. Yeah, they're kind of like on the 11. Opportunity for the Rockets to get on the board. The snap to give. He tries the same play, and he got hit hard as he tried to jump over the defender, and he got inside the 10, but that's a foul. Yeah. Off, looking over here to the sideline. Iowa City has really got the box stacked with their front eight. So Rockets have kind of figured out if you can get past that first wave, you're off to the races like Van Dorn was last time. Power eye formation. Moff spins. He tries to carry it on the left side. He tries to juke a guy. Nice tackle there by number 35, Michael Adam, and stop Moff for a huge loss back to the 15-yard line. He tried to juke him, Mike, with the shotgun.
Yeah, that was beautiful open field tackle by Mr. Adam. That was just picture perfect. That's what you want to teach your kids.
Last week, Moff was able to juke his man quite often there against West Marshall and get some decent yardage. Iowa City obviously watched tape on that. He made a beautiful open field tackle. Power eye now. Pitch. Johnson looks to throw it. He's got a man open in the end zone. It's incomplete. Jensen was the man, but it falls harmlessly into the ground. It'll be out of bounds. Incomplete for the Rockets.
Yeah, that would have been a big play for us there. It would have been a first down, but I'm thinking if it was fourth down and that close, we would have been going for it.
All right. Rockets bring out Louis Winkleman. He's going to line up for the three-point field goal. Ball sits, and there's a stoppage of play. Let's see what happens here. Iowa City calls a second timeout. That kind of surprises me, Mike. But they've got the lead 21-0 here with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. Rockets were lining up for that field goal.
Yeah, they may not have realized. We had a good kicker out there to put it through. They were probably in the trick play or something and just wanted to make sure they had all their eggs in the basket.
Whether it's before, during, or after the game, head on out to the newly renovated Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant just north of the fire station in Ottumwa. Check out all your favorite teams on their one of many TVs or their 90-inch big screen TV. Head on out to Rose Sports Bar and Restaurant in Ottumwa. 641-641-417. Don't forget to like them on Facebook for all their night events and specials. Rockets break the huddle from the sidelines, and once again, Louis Winkleman to put it down at about the what? The 22, that'll make it a 32-yarder. Jensen to hold. Louis, the left-footed kicker. There's the snap, the step, and the kick. It's not going to be any good. Louis Winkleman. A little off on the PAT. There's no penalties, and the Regals will take over on downs.
Like somebody in about or something that just kind of got up in the air a little bit and just kind of started to float.
Well, you can't blame the offense there. They had a nice drive. Trey Van Dorn toting the mail, and they just couldn't quite. Put the finishing touches on that drive, Coach.
That should give them some confidence that they can move the ball, and I would say if they just keep working hard like they have been.
Well, I think the key is getting past that first wave. Trey was able, like I said, that box is stacked. He got through that first wave of defenders, and he was able to make some moves in the backfield. All right, Regals come up to the line of scrimmage. And they got three receivers to the right side, one to the left. Man in motion. Quick pass to him out here in the flat. And he's got some nice running room, nice stiff arm, and down he comes. A beautiful play by Brinkman as he caught the ball coming out of the backfield. He was able to set up his blockers very, very nicely out here on the edge.
Yeah, their wide receivers do a very nice job of blocking for each other out on the edges. And Drew Cook's back in at quarterback again.
All right. Two receivers to the left, one to the right. Man in motion. Comes from the left to the right side. Cook takes a snap, looks to his right. Now he's going to fire a screen pass. It's tipped, but picked off there by Phillips. Nice gain for Iowa City again. It's going to be short of the first down, but good defensive work on that. They tried to set it up with the fake throw over here on the flat side.
That was a nice catch there by Eric Brackney. Kind of tipped it up in the air and then caught it himself.
21-0. Iowa City in the lead. A minute left in the first quarter. Cook at the controls. Takes a snap. Rolls. Looks deep downfield. He's got a man open. He makes the catch, and he's tackled. Brett Wurstuff on the tackle there. He got behind him, and the wind held that one up finally as he didn't have as much power on that all the way to the 20-yard line. Over goes Iowa City, first and 10.
That's a nice throw into that wind like that, but it did. You're right, Pat. It was floating a little bit there.
Right away, the Regals come up, no huddle. They're ready to run the play. There's the snap. They do their own option, and Cook takes it. He was hit in the backfield by number 71, Jace Riley. He just couldn't wrap him up. Of course, with the frame that Cook's got, he's 6'5", over 200 pounds. Jace couldn't quite get him down with that arm.
Yeah, Drew's a pretty good-sized young man there, quarterback. Makes it a lot easier to go over the line when you're 6'5", being 220 pounds. I mean, he can shove off a lot of tacklers.
Two receivers left, two right. There's the pistol formation. He steps back, throws over the middle, and it's caught, and it's in for the score. A beautiful play from 16 yards out, and Cook, in the first quarter, has got four touchdowns. Well, one was via the run, but three touchdown passes. Cook has been able to take it in, a 16-yard pass, and there's no two ways about it. Iowa City is clicking on all cylinders tonight. PAT attempt, there's a snap, step the kick, it's good. And the Regals are leading 28-0 here at Ike Ryan Field.
Yeah, it was just a short little pass over the center of the field there, and our defenders were a little bit short. They were playing a little bit closer to the line of scrimmage there, and just couldn't get back far enough.
All right. The outdoors, buy, sell, trade firearms and ammunition with any purchase of a gun. You can purchase a brick hard to find 22 caliber ammunition. Deer season is close by. You can get your deer hunting license right there at the Indy Outdoors. Without hunting season coming up, get your reservation in as well for a spot to get your taxidermy done at the Indy as well. For all types of wildlife, see P&B Outdoors in downtown historical Eddieville, Iowa. All right, Iowa City doesn't waste any time. Coach Bear is talking to his troops, saying, "Hey, we gotta get something here. We gotta be doing the right thing. We can't be hanging our heads now. We gotta try to fight to keep this from getting any worse. We're not even out of the first quarter yet. I can't tell if it's 4 seconds or 40 seconds. I think it might be just 4 seconds." Let's see what happens here as Adam tees it up. They can try all sorts of things. They got plenty of options here. If they wanted to try a pooch kick, they could try that as well. Country store kickoff. No, he's going to kick it high. It's going to come into play. Cody Brown takes it. No, that's Maroff. Takes it right up the gut. Good run by Maroff as he gets past the 30 to the 34-yard line. Good job of running by the senior.
That was a nice run by Blake. He made a couple nice little moves right there and just went right up the field. What we need to get their offense going is a nice run back like that.
And that will do it for the first quarter. The Regals lead 28-0 as they were able to score four times in the first quarter. The first one with less than a minute gone. They had a 70-yard touchdown strike. Less than 2 minutes later, they had a 78-yard touchdown strike. Then they had a 10-yard run by Phillips. And then just a little while ago, they had a 16-yard pass for a score with 4 seconds left in the quarter. And, well, you tell you what, Mike, we're getting our eyes open here. They've really put on a clinic for the fans here tonight.
They are just a very well-coached, outstanding football team. They, like we talked a little bit earlier, they don't waste any time. They get out there on offense, they get the ball, they snap it, and they're shoving it down your throat.
Via the pass, more than anything, and our pass coverage has been suspect this year. Over at Pekin, we've given up big plays as well, a 67-yard pass for Pekin's first score, and then later on they had a 71-yard pass. So the defense has been suspect, and Iowa City has been able to exploit that. It's almost like a pro-style offense when you think about it. Power eye formation now for the Rockets here. First and 10 from the 33. They give it to Van Dorn. He tries the left side, and he's going to come down hard at the point of attack. No gain. And they'll bring up segment 10.
It looks like he may have lost a yard to their pass.
I was giving him the benefit of the doubt. All right. Let's see what happens here.
They'll get market back at the point of scrimmage.
Okay, second and 10 for the Rockets. Step RI formation this time to the left. Let's see what they can do here. Moff takes it, pitches it to Hunter Johnson. He's got a man open over here to Worcester, and he makes the catch. He's going to be close to that first down yardage. There's that halfback pass we talked about.
That was a nice sliding catch by Scott there. That was a really nice job of keeping his hands underneath the ball because it was a low throw. Nice catch.
Referee's going to call a timeout and bring it over here for a measurement. Windstream, KIIC, recently switched to Windstream for Business. New bundle packages included free guest internet and lower prices than they commonly advertise for Windstream. Do what KIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, and directly talk to her for the best value and lowest prices. And free guest wireless for a year. Get the same deal as KIIC got. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134 and get certified small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain the options. Windstream is available in most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today. 641-888-0134. And as they stretch the chains out, Coach Lane is short by a nice sized small mouth ass.
Yeah, about half a yard there. It's third down here. We just score 28-0. If we don't make it on third down, I wouldn't be surprised if we go ahead and go for it on fourth.
All right, Rockets. Let's get a Belheiser chiropractic first down here. Power eye formation to the left. There's a snap. They give to the first guy, Hunter Johnson. He got stood up right at the point of attack. It's going to be interesting to see if they gave him any forward progress. They're going to take a look-see here as they unfile everybody.
I think he may have gotten that.
Boy, he got hit hard. Man in the white hat says, let's take a peek. And they're going to think about it, talk about it, look at it, and they're going to call him back out. Boy, the chain gang's getting their money's worth. 28-0, just the start of the second quarter here at Ike Ryan Field.
Well, you know, Pat, that's when they get paid the big bucks.
Oh, no question about it. No question about it. All right. And they do get there is a Belheiser chiropractic first down, and the crowd goes almost bananas on that one. But it is, nonetheless, a good first down for the Rockets. And they sit at the 44-yard line of their own.
That wasn't a very nice text, was it?
Okay,
is that from Ann?
We can handle that. Two receivers to the left. Moff drops the ball. He picks it up. He swarmed better. He's going to get thrown for a loss. Oh, my goodness. Great. They did not lose the ball, but it was a fumble nonetheless. As Moff looked like it was going to be a pass, but the Regals are able to come in so quickly there's a penalty flag on the play. It'll be interesting to see if they take the yardage or just take the play.
Okay, the legal procedure on that. Oh, did you find it?
Well, their yards per flag is going down. They got four penalties, but only 5 yards. That's a good thing. Mara, he's got two receivers to the right. Takes a peek, fires it quickly to Cody Brown, and he makes a nice catch over here to get most of that yardage back. He's almost to the 50-yard line. They get the 48-yard line, and the Rockets need a third down conversion here of about 7 yards.
That's a nice pass by Blake. He had a lot on it. Got it right tonight.
You can tell that they had a little bit of sense of urgency because they know that the lineman can't hold off Iowa City very quickly. Here comes Moff. He's taking a peek to his left. He's in the pursuit. Down he goes. An open field tackle for a loss all the way back to the original line of scrimmage, basically. Not sure what he was at. He actually looked back, Mike, at what was going on. I don't know why he was looking back while he was running away.
Could have been... Trey kind of calling a little bit ahead of him. That may have been a shovel pass that was open, but they just had way too many guys there.
Iowa City defense showing a lot of speed, a lot of ability on their side of the ball, and indeed bringing forth down. So after that first down yardage achieved, Rockets stalled out and sputtered a little bit. Jensen in punt formation. There's the snap. And the soccer-style kick, he gets it up into the air. It hangs up into the wind, and it comes down. Fair caught there by number 28, Brinkman. And that's good news for the Rockets. No, we got coverage down there.
Now we've got a flag on the field, Pat. We may have been a little bit too close on there when he was catching.
Oh, you got to be kidding me. All right, they're talking to the man in the white hat. Let's see what happens here. Oh, they're pointing in both directions. Let's see what happens. Yep. They called interference. You got to give the kid about, what, 1 or 2 yards? They must not. They must have been saying squeeze nothing in his ear hole there because they're going to have the penalty in their favor.
It looked to me like it was a very good fair catch signal there. That's, and with the ball being kind of straight up in the air like that with wind catching and holding it up, you know, it makes it hard for the defenders to get down there and know exactly where the ball's at.
All right, here comes interference against the Rockets, and it's going to be declined. So they got 5 penalties, they got 5 yards, so that's the best thing about that so far tonight.
I'm really surprised that they're not taking more of these penalties. That one right there, if I'm not mistaken, is like a 15-yard penalty.
Well, Mark Cook knows what he's doing over there, I suspect. Zone option read. And he's on the loose over on the right side. He might go. Nice cutback. And he's out of bounds. That's number 4, Phillips. And he had the motor to go the distance, but he ran out of bounds across the way.
He is a quick young man.
That was a zone option read. And went to the right side over on the far sideline. He had the afterburner going after about 5 yards. Whew. He had some jets on him.
Yeah, we're pretty fortunate. He stepped out of bounds on that because he was looking like he was going to go all the way there.
All right. Iowa City in Rocket territory. At the 44-yard line, Cook in shotgun formation takes a snap, pitches it over here. He's trying the left side. He's got some room to run. Nice hit. Gage Berryman was able to make a nice tackle from his linebacker spot, but not before they get that first down yardage at about the 30-yard line. First down indeed for Iowa City. That's their 6th unofficially. They haven't had to get first downs, Mike. They're leading 28-0.
Yeah, once again, they're right up on the ball, getting ready to snap it.
3 receivers to the right side, 1 to the left. Pistol formation with the running back to the right side of Cook. He takes a snap, looks back, looking. Now he moves a little bit in the pocket. Fires it deep downfield. He's got a man open, but it throws out of the end zone, intended for Phillips out there. And Rockets were able to make up some ground while the ball was in the air. But my goodness, Drew Cook with a strong arm sent that past the end zone there all the way for an incomplete pass, second and 10. Why not? Might as well try some different things, you know, when they got this commanding lead.
That was about a 50-yard pass here. It looked like he put a whole lot of effort into it.
No, it did.
And a nice strong arm.
Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Cook. Shotgun formation takes a snap. He got a rush on him. Get him, guys, and he grounds the ball. He throws the ball away. And a nice rush by Van Dorn on that one. They brought the blitz package as quick as they could. There.
On the screen over there. It's going to be a screen right up the middle. And give Drew Cook a lot of credit. He saw what was coming at him. He threw the ball on the ground by his receiver.
There haven't been a lot of third down and 10 for Iowa City. Two receivers to the right, two to the left. Check in formation. There's a snap. He drops back, looks, fires it down the middle, and he misses his man. A nice hit by Moff as the defender was up in the air, and he hit him as he was stretched out, and he is down and hurt. Blake Moff played that safety position very, very well on that play.
That was a very hard hit.
He did not lead with his head to head. That was a clean hit all the way. He'll bring up fourth down for Iowa City as the receiver was laid out, stretched out vertically up and down. But Maroff was able to play that nicely and break it up. And it was clean play. Even Maroff's got his helmet off now, trying to collect himself. And the kid's going to be getting up. He just got a wind knocked out of him a little bit. It looked like that was Phillips.
Yeah, we hope that's all it was. It looks like he's going to be okay, though. He's walking off on his own.
Well, you just can't let him go up there without telling him hello every once in a while.
Yeah. Got to make sure you tell him you're still here.
7:54 on the clock till halftime. 28-0, Iowa City, 4th and 10. And it looks like they're going to go for it.
You know, a hard hit like that, that Blake delivered is, you know, it's a message, you know, saying, hey, you guys might be ahead of us, but we're still here and we're still going to be fighting.
Jacob Adam to kick it. It's going to be a 48-yard field goal. 47. There's the snap to kick it. The kick is on the way, and it's good. He nailed a, what was it, a 48-yarder?
About 47.
47-yard kick was good by Adam.
Plenty of distance left.
Yeah, it did have plenty of distance. At the 7:48 mark, Iowa City leads 31-0. Blush Boutique in downtown Eddyville. You can find your official Rocket gear, jewelry, clothing, shoes, and home decor. Personalize a shirt to support your Rockets with a number one fan on it or your kid's jersey number, and then put down number one grandson. They're open Tuesday to Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns and a varsity football win, you'll receive 25% off one selected item. Blush Boutique. They can be found on Facebook as well. Boy, the Regal machine just keeps on the plugging. You've got to give credit to the Rocket defense for making a stop there. But, with that leg of Adam, why he was able to knock in that 47-yard field goal with ease. And now with the wind, it won't take too much for him to get this ball up and out and into the stratosphere. All right, Adam waiting for the signal. He approaches another country store kick, and away it goes into the end zone and out of the end zone. That puppy was on the fly there. And, boy, oh, boy, what a nice way for that defense to get settled in. They just make Rockets go from the 20-yard line and work from there.
Well, their kickoff team would take anything for granted. They ran every single one of them except for the kicker, ran clear down the end zone on that.
Well, that's how you coach it. All right. 31-0. Here comes the Rockets. Moff takes it. He rolls to his right, tries to hit the edge. There's a, looks like a penalty flag come flying out there in the area of holes. Let's see what happens. I'm not sure if I saw that right or not. And no, there is not. So a gain of a 2 on that. Looked like he had more yards to get, but like I said, back for the Iowa City Regina. So awesome. Far off, under center. So snap gives it to Van Dorn right up the gut. And he's stacked up at the 25. I'd like to make it the 26. It'll bring up a big third down and about 5 that the Rockets have got to get here. Let's see what happens. The quick hitting passes, Mike, have been good for the Rockets. Let's see what happens in here. If they can get him some time, fling it out here in the flat.
It doesn't take a whole lot of time to get those short, little quick passes out to the sides there, getting 4 or 5 yards.
Okay. They're going to give it to Van Dorn. Nice run by him. It looks like he's got the first down. Good run off the left side for Drake Van Dorn.
Nice job of power running there. He got the first down by about a yard.
That's a boom. Belize and Chiropractic Wellness first down. For the Rockets, their 4th unofficially on the evening tonight. All right, from the 31 of the Rockets, Moroff under center takes a snap, gives it to Van Dorn. Oh, he got hit hard, and down he goes right at the point of attack. Iowa City doesn't have wrestling, but they sure are showing some wrestling type takedowns with their tackling techniques, Mike.
Yeah, they do. They tackle very well. They don't mince words when they're out there. They go right at you.
Loss of about 1 from the 30-yard line is about where they're going to be. Second down, 11 coming up. I hate to say that it's an obvious passing down, but we'll see what happens. Nope, got the power eye formation in. Power eye right. There's a snap. They give. Tries the left side. Nothing doing whatsoever. He gets back to past the original line of scrimmage, so third down and about 8 or 9. Going to be coming up. Make it 9 for the Rockets here. 5:20 on the clock here in the second quarter. Rockets are down 31-0.
Be nice to keep this drive going, get some points going into halftime. It'll be a
get that goose egg off the board.
Yeah, be a big help to him.
All right. Pitch to Johnson. He looks to throw. Oh, he got hit hard, and down he went. Iowa City was ready for that one. You could tell that the formation was a little bit different there on that one, Mike. He was further back in the I formation, and that pitch made it even worse. Iowa City pinned their head back. He came full bore and knocked him down, and they got fourth down coming up. But the best thing to say on that one is the clock kept running. It wasn't an incomplete pass. 4:30 on the clock here.
Now they just do a very good job of pursuing on every single play.
Henson takes a snap. He runs it up the field and kicks it. Iowa City lets it bounce. Louis Winkleman is able to down it at about the 35-yard line. Good job by Louis to get down there from his lineman position.
About a 37, 38-yard punt. That was just really good in this wind going against them.
Now, if he had less than 10 yards to go, that might have been a heck of a deal, but it's too much of a risk.
That kind of reminds me of what he's doing there on that punt. That's kind of running off the side and kicking it sideways, almost like an Australian rules football kick.
Yeah. Yeah, and we've seen some colleges do that lately. All right, Iowa City sends 3 guys to the right side, 1 guy to the left. Drew Cook talking to his running back, who's a new guy, number 13, Schumel. And they will call their final timeout in Iowa City. At least it's 31-0, but they're out of timeouts here in the first half. For all types of dirt work, Russell is able to get the job done right with this guided GPS systems on all of Chad Leffler's equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching, and if you need to think about what you're going to need after harvest, get your reservations in for terrace construction, tiling, or pond construction. For all your dirt work needs, call Chad at 641-226-2231 and the Country Store in Albion, Fremont. A full line of hardware items right near you at the Country Store, right there in Fremont. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts. The Country Store will take care of you with DeWalt, Milwaukee, and Irwin Power Tools. See Mike or Brandy there in Fremont, just south of the elevator. All right, here comes the Regals. Rockets dancing around. The linemen are standing up. They didn't even go down to a three set. They get a short pass into the flat to number 8, Stenger, and he is able to get a first down yardage there. Their 7th first down in the first half. I don't know why they were standing up there dancing a little bit instead of being down in their three-point stance. They're doing it again. Not sure. They're kind of seeing which one's going to be coming. There's a zone read. Nice tackle there by the defense. Can't quite tell who made that. 68, is that right? Bryce Wurstah. First time we've called his name tonight. Second down coming up in about 6. From the 49-yard line of the Rockets. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Love to keep them out of the end zone before halftime. 3:33 on the clock. Cook fires it to the bubble screen right side, and he's got a nice run. And once again, they're hitting him high, Mike, and he's able to rumble all the way to the 33-yard line of the Rockets. Another first down.
And their running backs are, not only are they quick, they're strong. They're well-built young men, and just you can't hit them high. You've got to start, got to tackle them down low.
No huddle. Regals come to line of scrimmage. 2 receivers right, 2 to the left. Cook from the shotgun. He takes the snap. Zone read. Runs it up the middle there. Nice run by number 28, Jay Brinkman. Boy, they're gobbling up the yardage and using the clock, and it's close to the first down. They're taking a look at it. The man in the white hat is going to make the call. And first down indeed. That's their 9th. Unofficial, their 9th. First down on the evening, and they are marching here with 3 minutes on the clock. It'll take a turnover to stop them here. Cook takes a snap, looks to throw. He's under pressure, fires it back across the field, and it's incomplete. The back judge took a spill. He wouldn't have been able to see any interference there. He was looking at the stars.
I think he kind of got run over by the wide receiver there.
All right. Be on the lookout there, but he's not walking around very fast. All right. Here comes Iowa City right back up the line of scrimmage. 2:48 on that stoppage of clock. 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. There's a snap. Zone read. Gives it off to Brinkman. He's able to carry it inside the 20 to about the 17. Yard line. Rockets need to get a couple of stops here. It's third down. You don't know, go for it on fourth down, but boy, it would be nice to stop this drive.
Yeah, it would be a big momentum builder for us to keep out of the end zone here, keep from scoring.
All right. Iowa City, 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. There's a snap, and there's a stoppage play. I didn't see a penalty come out. I just heard the whistle by the referee. Let's see what happens. Is there motion? Yep. It's against Iowa City. That's their 3rd penalty on the night. 30 yards of penalties. Rockets have got 5 penalties, but only 5 yards. That's a blessing.
And I can't make Coach Cook very happy when you have someone on your team line up offsides.
All right. 3 receivers to the right, 1 to the left. Shotgun formation for Cook. He takes a snap, drops back, looks, fires it short. It's caught. Phillips, once again, they tackle him high, Mike, and he's able to squirt out of there inside the 5 to the 4. They had him wrapped up just inside the 10, and he was able to squirm out of there.
Yeah, he ran around a couple times there and just got out of her grasp. And that's they do a very good job of gaining yards after they're touched first time.
All right. First and goal from the 4. Cook runs it right up the gut, and he takes it in for the score. Cook on a 5-yard run gets them on the board. 5 yards at the 1:31 mark here in the second quarter.
Here, Adam's going for the extra point here. And second, now makes it 38-0 for Regal over Eddyville, selects for Fremont. And it would have been really nice keeping out of the end zone. There was only about a minute and a half left. But, they just, like we talked earlier, they don't know how to quit. They just keep running the ball, pass the ball right down your throat. They just they try to make a statement, evidently.
38-0 here at before half, and I think that'll be grounds for running the clock full tilt, if I'm not mistaken, in the second half. I was wishful thinking, apparently, on that as well, because I was hoping that they would keep them out of the end zone before half, but their fifth touchdown on the evening to go with that long field goal. And Iowa City, like I said earlier, has been a thing of beauty. If you're a Regal fan, you're saying, wow, they're clicking on all cylinders.
Yeah, they haven't, not the only thing that's really slowed them down tonight is themselves on a few penalties.
Exactly. All right, Adam, tee it up. It's a signal to go. Soccer-style country store kick. He delivers it into the end zone, out of the end zone. And, yeah, that kid, I don't know where he's going to go to college yet, but he's going to be playing on Saturday for sure somewhere at a big school. And it's not going to be Division III. It's not going to be junior college. It's going to be a 4-year play on the big game Saturday.
He may be staying pretty close to home.
Yeah, that's a possibility. They needed a kicker. They, against Ball State, what they do? It's 3 of them. Oh, Hawkeyes. Rockets come up to the line of scrimmage here with a buck 31 on the clock. Takes a snap, fires quickly to Cody Brown. He makes a catch. I saw a penalty flag go flying in from the pack judge. Let's see what happens. Looks like they're going to talk to the man in the white hat. Looks like a chop block again. Yep, chop block against the Rockets. And I imagine Iowa City will take that one.
Yeah, that's the second chop block penalty we've had against this offense.
What's the deal with that? Yeah, somebody's hitting them high and somebody's hitting them low, and that's not the way to do it. There's 5 yards. There's 10 yards, basically half the distance to goal, puts it at the 10. So,
I believe on that, Pat, if you're engaged with the your position there up high and somebody can't come in and take their legs out from underneath them.
All right. That puts them back all the way to the 9-yard line. There's a snap. Maroff looks to throw. He's coming here to Jensen, and it's out of bounds. Led him a little bit too much there. And it'll be incomplete. We'll stop the clock at a buck 6 here before halftime. And it's going to be second down coming up. I'd like to think that we just run the clock out. No timeouts for Iowa City, Regina. We're supposed to have a halftime guest. Tony Fenton's supposed to be with us. We'll see if he is able to make it. He's working in the concession stand. He might be a busy boy down there. People getting the proverbial walking taco, amongst other things. Maroff rolls to his left, stops, cuts back, brings it to the right, tries to stay on his feet, and he is going to be stopped. Even with his his play is, he's not able to outrun the Regal defenders.
Yeah, they had three or four defenders there on him when they tackled him.
All right, the clock's at 38 seconds. We've got to run one play, and then we can get out of here with a 38-0 deficit. All right, Maroff from the shotgun takes the peek, fires it downfield to Jensen, and he throws it up. Did he catch it?
I think he got it.
He did catch it. Very good job
for first down.
All right, a first down. On that pass just before halftime with 16 seconds left, and Jevin is able to use his height on that one to kind of block out that defender, Mike, and make that catch.
He did a nice job using his body to keep the defender away from the ball and went up and took it away from him.
Rockets called timeout. That's the first one of the half. Belizing Chiropractic needs to be in downtown Belizing Chiropractic and Wellness. Let Dr. Dustin provide you with comfort you're looking for through his care and wellness program. Belizing Chiropractic works with all types of insurance plans to make it easier for you. Stop in today. Get to know the team at Belizing Chiropractic and Wellness. And of course, that would be Dustin, Megan, and don't forget Holden. And right there in downtown Eddyville, it's kind of nice to have a small-town doctor there.
Yeah, it is kind of a nice thing for the town of Eddyville to have. It makes it a lot nicer for people instead of having to go out of town to take care of some things, minor aches and pains.
All right. Baca's still on the sideline. The Regal defense is back out there. They're blowing the whistle to get the Rockets out there. Hopefully they won't start the game clock. As they're sitting on the side. I wouldn't say that they're drawing up a play on the dirt as Coach Bear's talking to them, but it makes you wonder if they're drawing something up to see if they can get somebody loose somewhere along the line to get them up the field. They're sitting at the 32-yard line of their own, and we'll see what happens here. Hunter Johnson in a deep high formation. There's a snap. Hunter gets it. He's looking to throw. He throws it back across the field to Blake, and it's intercepted by the Regals. And there was your trick play that we were thinking about, but that's too bad. Hunter Johnson throws the INT, and that'll do it. You'd like to think that I was sitting with Neil down on this with 7 seconds left. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, that was a nice interception by, if I get the number right here, I think it was number 20, Zach Galindo.
Yeah,
senior.
There is a lot of seniors on that squad, that's for sure. Of course, Iowa City, Regina, with five consecutive 1A championships to their credit, and they've been working just like clockwork, that's for sure. I don't think they're going to let the air out of the ball after all. They've got Cook out in wide right position. They've got their secondary guy, Stinger, in there. There's a snap that they're going to try to get some more. He throws it deep for Cook, and it's intercepted by Cody Brown. He's in the end zone, and he's going to try to bring it out, and he gets hit hard as he came out of the end zone. And there was some curricular activity at the end where Drew Cook laid a block and started flagging their front circle. But Rockets, they do have a penalty flag. Let's see what happens here.
Yeah, that was kind of a...
Yeah,
sure. It was about 15, 20 yards away from the action, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Drew Cook hit, looked like Maroff. There it comes. It's a personal foul, dead ball, personal foul indeed against Iowa City. And the Rockets should get one play. The clock is at the zero. And they might. Nope, that'll be the end of the quarter. I wonder if they'll tack it on at the end of the kickoff at the beginning of the second half. Of course, it'll probably be a continuous clock there, 38-0. And, Mike, what's your assessments here as we go into halftime?
Well, it's pretty plain to see Iowa City is very well coached. They have a lot of team quickness, offense, defense. And like we talked about, they don't waste any time on offense. They get the ball snapped and they're going. It's going to be a long second half for the Rockets. They need to get something going on offense, take some pressure off their defense, let the defense get some rest. The defense has been out. Well, defense really hasn't been out on the field for a real long time because they've been scoring so quick, but it's nice for the offense to get some momentum going here.
Scoring quick indeed. With less than a minute into the ball game, Drew Cook threw a 70-yard pass for a touchdown. Iowa City with the PAT to make it 7-0. Less than 2 minutes later, a 78-yard pass for a touchdown to make it 14-0. PAT was good. That was still in the first quarter. At 6:33 mark in the first quarter, a 10-yard run to Phillips to make it 21-0. And then with 4 seconds left in the first quarter, Cook with a 16-yard pass to make it 28-0. Then in the second quarter at the 7:49 mark, the Rocket defense did hold. They did put up a stand, but Iowa City lined up for a 47-yard field goal, and their kicker, Jacob Adam, had been automatic, and he made it good to make it 31-0. And then with a 1:31 mark, Cook was able to run in from 5 yards out to make it 38-0, and that's where we stand at halftime. Our halftime guest on the speed gets over here on the right side, and he's dragged down out of bounds right about the midfield stripe. So Rockets have decent field position. I see a penalty flag, though, over here. Oh, not the way you want to start.
Yeah, that's a nice run. Nice run there by Cody. He got tipped off, took that about the 20 and got up to about 49-yard line.
Tripping against Eddyville. Oh, mercy.
Yeah, we can't have when we're trying to get back into this ball game.
7 penalties in the first half, 30 yards only. But on the first kickoff, they have a tripping penalty, and that moves him back 10 more yards?
Looks like 15.
15 yards. My goodness gracious. All right, fellas. From the 34-yard line, Rockets will have it first and 10, and Justin will have them as they break the huddle. Our eye formation behind him. There's motion in the backfield. They hand it to Van Dorn. He tries the right side. Got a nice run over here, but it's going to come back as there's a penalty flag on the play. And the first two items, the Rockets have penalties, the kickoff and then the first play from scrimmage.
Yeah, it's a nice run by Treg. You gained about 12 yards on that run. Too bad it's going to have to come back.
I'm not saying that Iowa City's thrown in the towel, but it looks like they have different defenders out there than they did in the first half. I know Arndt isn't out there like he was. Yep, 5-yard penalty on the motion. Moves back to the 29-yard line. First and 15. Power eye formation behind Jensen. Takes a snap, turns, gives the Treg. He drives the center of that line, and he gets probably the penalty yards back. Not even that. Bring up second down and about 12.
You know, when you put a new quarterback in, start of the second half, or whenever new quarterback has come in, there's going to be a little bit of jumping going on. You know, people aren't quite used to their snap counts, and it's a little bit of time. Hopefully we'll get that going real quick here.
All right. Jensen takes a snap. Hands it to Van Dorn, right side. Nice blocking up front. Gets a nice surge there up to the 45-yard line. And he is going to be first down yardage of Bell Eisen Chiropractic and Wellness first down for the Rockets. That's nice to see, even if it is against the second-string defense.
That was a really nice block by Luke Welsh out there in front of Trey on that.
Well, they've got the jumbo package. You know, they got Hunter Johnson. They've got Luke Welsh. They need to have those guys open up some holes. And Doran takes straight up the gut. And he gets hit at the point of attack. And down he goes after a gain of a couple.
Cody Brown.
You know, they really haven't utilized Cody as much as I would like to think that they would. He got a touchdown off of a kickoff return. Van Dorn went back in now, but Cody's got some speed that you'd like to see. Bad thing is, he's a small running back. He kind of gets lost inside there. A little dust to play there as they hand it off to was Van Dorn. Yep. A little busted play. The handoff wasn't quite right from Jensen, and he had to stop in the backfield and then start up again. Third and five from the 50-yard line. Rockets need to get a first down here. Jensen takes a snap, turns, gives it to Brown. He gets that speed, and he gets that first down. We were talking about that, Mike, just a little while ago.
Nice run. I don't know if you noticed that on that. This boss had a nice little pancake block. Puts the defender right on his back.
I did not. I appreciate you being here. And wholesale substitutions for the Regals as they bring their first team defense back out onto the field. Coach Mark Cook said, hey, we want to shut these guys out. It was nice to see the Rockets get another Bill Nye's chiropractic and wellness first down, power eye formation. They give it to Van Dorn. He gets about 60 yards on that one up to the 40-yard line. So a nice surge by the line. They're starting to fire off of the ball a little bit here, Mike.
Yeah, they're doing a much nicer job right here. It's, even this is against first. They had a nice surge. Did a nice job of pushing them back.
And I see Van Dorn comes out. Brown goes in. This is a something new. They have not done that all year long. Cody Brown now getting some reps. Belt tips the turns. Tries to get to Cody. And he tries to rack side. Swarm Benjamin. It looks like there's a penalty flag coming in. It's going to be a hold against the Rockets as the preliminary call. And the Rockets are starting to roll the penalty and the yards. In the first half, they didn't have very many yards. They only had 30, but they will have a 10-yard penalty here, and they're already up to 30 yards in the second half.
Yeah, that's not what you want to do here against this team that's quality. You can't afford to shoot yourself in the foot. You just got to, and I know if you want to hold, keep the guy away from your runner, but no, we got to clean those things up a little bit.
All right, Jensen under center. Blitz coming. Handed off to Van Dorn. He gets hit in the backfield. Down he goes. Sure tackle. Down around knees. 35, Michael Adam is going to wrap him up. That's a textbook tackle right there.
I just by watching Iowa City, you just don't see many flaws. Flaws on their team. They tackle very well. They have excellent team speed. They pursued the ball very well on defense.
All right. Big third down here. Third and long. Third and 20. As the clock sits at 7:11 here in the third quarter. Hunter Johnson and the guy deep eye formation. There's the snap. They give it to Hunter. Looking to throw the ball. He fires it, and it's incomplete. His intended target out there was, looks like Berryman, number 40. And that was incomplete. He really rifled that puppy in there. Berryman didn't have a very good chance at it because it was high.
Yeah, it was thrown just a little bit too high for him to get. And he kind of had to turn a little bit, try to catch it.
Jensen will be in tuck formation here, and he's been doing that soccer-style rugby-type kick. Let's see what happens here. Snap, the catch, the run, and the kick, yes. And he's got an end-over-end that hits at the 20, hits at the 10, hits at the 5, and it's going to be down inside the 5-yard line by Worsta. So that's the deepest position for the wrinkles that they will have. But it'll be interesting to see what they do here on offense. They had the second-team defense out. They gave up a couple first downs. They caught in the first-team defense. And it looks like their first-team offense is back up there.
Yeah, Drew Cook's back on, out on the field right now.
From the 3-yard line, let's see what happens here. All right.
The big time for a big time play for the Rockets he has to make.
Oh, boy. It's his zone read to Brinkman. He's on the loose on the right side. He's got plenty of running room. He's got one man to beat. It's Jensen. Jensen is able to slow him up a little bit, and then Cody Brown may have been able to wrestle him out of bounds all the way to the 40-yard line.
Looks like Hunter Johnson got in on that there at the end.
My goodness gracious, he had the afterburners, and right up to the line of scrimmage goes Iowa City Regina. Three receivers to the left, one to the right. There's the snap. Cook drops back. It's a screen over the middle. He's got some room to run. Makes some in. He's got the first down, and down he goes in the Rocket territory at the 45-yard line. They're not doing the two-minute drill in his toes. They're doing the one-minute drill.
Yeah. Yeah, they're even snapping the ball faster than they did the first half.
And the Rockets are going to call a timeout here in the second half. Windstream, AIIC recently switched to Windstream for Business, a new bundle package that included free guest internet, lower prices than known commonly advertised for Windstream. But AIIC did. Call Danielle, your Windstream for Business account rep, directly for the best value, lowest prices, and free guest wireless for a year. Get the same AIIC guy. Call Danielle at 641-888-0134. That's 641-888-0134. It specializes small business pricing and treatment. Danielle will come to your business and explain all the options. Windstream is available in all, most areas, but not all. Call Danielle today at 641-888-0134. On the college scene, Iowa State's going to have a week off, and they'll play Baylor next week. Of course, they won the Cy-Hawk Trophy last week, winning 20-17 against Iowa City, the Hawkeyes. And the Hawkeyes traveled to Pittsburgh. They're going to be busy. There's a pass by Cook, and it's incomplete. It was a little bit behind him, and nice coverage on the play by the Rockets, and they were able to be in there to stop. No huddle for Iowa City. They're right up to the line of scrimmage. They're not ready to go. They're making substitutes, but they're going to be ready fairly quickly.
Yeah, like I said in the first half, they get up there, they snap it, they go. They just don't want to give the defense a chance to catch their breath.
It is continuous clock, so the clock is running despite the fact that it was an incomplete pass. Halfback toss to Brinkman. He gets through. He's on the loose. He's on his horse at the 15, the 10, the 5, and into the zone for a touchdown.
Looks like we've got a holding penalty coming up against Regina.
Oh, my. That's the only thing that stopped him was a holding penalty. There's a Rocket in the end zone, slow to get up. That's Van Horn. But he's up now and walking slowly back. Excuse me, actually, that was Gloucester. Boy, Brinkman has got some speed, and then he's got this little movie. You thought you had him pinned on the sideline, and he cut it back in. Thank goodness there's a holding call on the Regals. They're first of the half, and it'll be a big one. Well, you might think so. But he did a little bit of the work himself also. They'll move the ball back to Eagles territory at the 48-yard line. Second down and 18. Cook, three receivers to the right, one to the left. Shotgun formation. Takes a snap. Looks to throw. Fires it to the right. Flat is it. Through the hands of the receiver, Stinger, and too bad the Rockets couldn't have picked that off. It slipped right through his fingers and behind him. Fred Biletnikoff would be upset.
Well, Fred had a little bit too much stick on his hands to miss any passes.
Oh, my goodness gracious. He had it everywhere, on his legs, his ankles, his arms, his hands, his elbows. He utilized it. All right. Matt Gloucester comes in for defense. Cook takes it. A straight run on the right side. He's showing his speed over there on the right side, and he mows over a tackler across the way. Crosses the 50, the 40, to about the 38 or so. What a run by Cook there. Boy, he was fast.
Yeah. Whole team's fast. I haven't seen anybody that's real slow on their team yet.
Fourth down and about four. They'll make it three, then it says we'll use that one. As they went from third and 18 to fourth and three. He gained 15 yards on that play. Pinkman's in the backfield, and they're going to do a power eye formation. One receiver over here on the left side. Underneath center is Cook. Spins, takes the handoff to Brinkman, and down he goes. No, he's not. He's still on his feet. They had him stopped in the backfield, and that kid was able to walk through, almost get that first down yardage, but the Rockets hold first and 10. They'll take over on downs.
Nice defensive stop there by the Rockets. And after that big run by Drew Cook there on third down, did a nice job of stopping them.
Remember, too, that ball was all the way to the three-yard line. And what do we got? Sportsmanlike against Iowa City. Interesting that the Regals would have a couple of those in a ball game, Mike.
Yeah, that's probably something that Mr. Cook will address with his team after the game, I would imagine.
He had that unsportsmanlike at the end of the first half, which resulted in a 15-yard ball there at the beginning of the second half. The ball will rest at the 49-yard line. Rockets have it in Iowa City territory.
This has got to be their best starting position of the whole night. We're really looking forward to seeing them take it down the field and making the score.
All right. Rockets with the power eye formation. Jensen, under center. Hands it off to Cody Brown right up the gut. He's running hard. He gets about 4 yards out of that. Nice job by Cody.
Nice job on a nice power run right there by Cody.
Brings up second and about seven. This ball sits at about the 45-yard line or so. All right. Here comes the Rockets over here on the right side. Get to up to the 40-yard line.
Nice job under by Trey. Got real close to the first down. Looks like he's maybe half a yard, maybe a yard short of the first down.
Big third down coming up then, for sure, for the Rockets offense.
This would be a big time right here for him to get a first down and keep this momentum going.
All right. Did they go a hard count? Nope. Hand it off to Luke Welsh. He's got the yardage. It's a nice move. He's at the 30-yard line. Welsh carrying the mail for the Rockets there. Time. There's a Bill-Ice chiropractic and wellness first down.
Nice 9-yard run there by Luke. Got both hands on the ball and just put his head down and just pulled him over.
And that'll do that for the third quarter. And time flies when you're having fun with the continuous clock. Rockets will start up with the ball to start the fourth quarter.
Yeah, the Rocket defense should be proud of themselves there. They kept them, Iowa City, Virginia, from scoring at all in that quarter. So I hope that gets them some confidence and they can keep it going here in this fourth.
Fremont Funeral Chapel, when a loved one passes, you can count on the Fremont Funeral Chapel to provide you with honest, dependable, professional assistance through a difficult time. Fremont Funeral Home with your situation during calming effect. Call Fremont Funeral Chapel the next time you are in need. 641-933-4315. Great to have those people on board. All of our sponsors we're happy to have for the football season. And don't forget, we'll be bringing you the Avail Blakesburg Fremont volleyball game against Knoxville later on this fall. And we'll also be bringing you the volleyball tournament games as well. So we're excited to do that. That'll be on KIIC 96.7 Thunder Country as the Rockets first down. Give it to Hunter Johnson, and he is able to move the pile a little bit, get a couple of yards on that play.
Now, we have got close to 3 yards there.
Okay. Ball sits inside the 30 at the 29-yard line. Second down coming up and 7 to go. Cody Brown in the deep I formation. Johnson and Walsh in the up-back position to give it to Brown. Right side, there's an opening. Get through it, Cody. He does. There's a penalty flag. Oh, gosh. We could see that play up here evolve, and it looked like a beautiful opening, but then there was holding somewhere along the line, and the Rockets are going to be moved back 10 yards from the spot of the foul.
That's too bad. That was a nice run there. Yeah, that was in maybe a... I'm not sure, quite sure, a yard or two of the first down. Nice hard run.
Oh, mercy me. That brings past the sticks. Second down coming up, and it's going to be long. Second and about 20. Just for old time's sake, we'll say second and 20 as it comes to the 40-yard line. Rockets climbing an uphill battle, 38 to nothing. On the continuous clock here in the fourth quarter. Jensen brings him up. All right, to the right. There's a snap to give to Welsh. He tries up the middle, and he gets a few yards up to the 35-yard line. Nice job by Luke. Kind of holding that ball a little high and away from his body when he's turning, I think. Didn't bother me, but it worries me that it poked out of there.
Yeah, obviously, players hit the running back really hard when they tackle him, and hopefully, it's not going to fall. Might pop out on
Rockets with two fumbles, one interception tonight. Hunter Johnson throws it deep downfield. There was some arm grabbing. There should be a pass interference. Looks like it was intended for one of the worst deploys down there. They threw the flag indeed. Well, let's see what happens here. Iowa City was the only thing, it passed interference indeed. The only thing mars their ball game tonight, they had three penalties in the first half, four in the second half now. And the Rockets will indeed take that penalty yardage.
Yeah, those penalties are... Have been really thing that Iowa City has done well tonight.
Automatic first down for the Rockets at the Belzizing Chiropractic and Wellness first down. They've got unofficially five in the first half, five in the second half, and you know Coach Baird want to get that goose egg off the board in the worst way. Continuous clock at just under 10 at 9:57. Power eye formation. Just turns, pitches. Drake Van Dorn cuts it upfield. Nice run. 5 to 10. Trey Van Dorn with a nice run there. And he's going to be what? Just short of the first down of first goal. Not only was that a Belzizing Chiropractic and Wellness first down, it was a Loeffler Dirtwork bulldozer yardage of 10 yards more. Rockets inside the 10, first and goal. They give it to Cody Brown off the right side. Gets it back inside. He's on the loose. And he's in for the score.
Right.
Cody Brown, touchdown. At the 9:14 mark, Cody Brown is able to take it in for the score. there's that speed we talked about, Mike. And it came at a great time. That was about an 8-yard run for the Rockets. Get that goose egg off of the board there.
Yeah, it's a lot better.
Good job by the Rocket offense there. They were able to grow some yardage as I can hear the siren of Shelly Hoskins yelling and screaming. Rockets get him through, and he is going to be up short on the PAT. So the score remains 38-6 with Iowa City leading here in a district competition. And they'll strike up the band. Lush Boutique in downtown Edco, where you can find your official Rocket gear. Angie Lopik also has jewelry, clothing, shoes, home decor, personalized in your shirt that they have to support the Rockets with the number one fan or put your kid's name on it, say number one grandson. They're open from Tuesdays to Saturday. If the Rockets score 4 touchdowns in any varsity football win, it'll be a 25% off any one item at the store the following Tuesday only. Lush Boutique, you can find them on Facebook and like them there as well. Angie Lobrick, a time supporter of Rocket Sports, glad to have her on. And the Rockets are able to celebrate a little bit and get that goose egg off the board. Too bad they couldn't finish it with the PAT. Last week against West Marshall, they didn't have any PATs, Mike. They scored 6 touchdowns to get 36 points, and they didn't have any 2-point conversions, and they didn't have any extra point kicks go in. So they've got a little streak of that going on, as Louis Winkleman's going to boot it up for a country store kick sponsored by the country store in Fremont.
Looks like Iowa City is expecting an onside kick or something going on here.
Interesting that they would think that, but, well, let's see what happens. Rockets break the huddle. Iowa City splits across now. They've got six guys up here on the line. All right, Louis did have an onside kick accidentally. I think it was last week. Here he approaches the country store kick, and he kicks it end over end and deep. It's going to come to the 10-yard line. Nice kick by Louis as Iowa City brings it up to the yard line. He scoots his way through. He got hit. And down he goes. Louis Winkleman is able to tackle him as he passed the 40-yard line. And one of the worst of boys is hurt. He's not going to be coming out, though. But, man, he got popped. Louis Winkleman was able to deliver, which was good because he was the last line of defense.
Yeah, Louis put a nice lick on the young man that he back to the ground. Like I said, he was the last defender we had right there.
All right. So Iowa City brings up the second or third teamers here. Number 12, a sophomore, Thomas Rapp, is going to be taking the snaps here. 2 receivers left, 2 to the right. There's a zone read. Rapp pulls it out, runs it over on the left side. Nice tackle by Van Dorn as he was able to shed his blocker and make a tackle in the backfield.
Nice job by Jerry. Looks like they lost a couple yards, maybe. About a little bit further than that. So,
Kylie gave him for books of progress. They're Rocket player down.
Oh, so we have a helmet issue.
Okay, where's the twin number 8 getting his helmet back on, right? Gets it fixed. All right. Second down of 10 for the Regals as the clock winds. 8:28. Score 38-6. Rockets are down. Iowa City pitches it to the right side. Nice job by the defense. But he's able to slice back and get a couple of yards. They had him in the backfield, but weren't able to make contact with him. Gain of a couple. That'll be third down to about 7.
We had a couple players back there on top mode. Just couldn't quite bring him down.
All right. Iowa City up to the line of scrimmage very quickly. There's a snap. Rock drops back. It's a screen pass for them. And by 34, that's Van Dorn. And he's able to make a sure tackle at that time on the screen. Now my app isn't updating what I wanted to do here. I wanted to check and see the scores of the area. Iowa City, Virginia calls the timeout. That's their first of the second half. There it is. Albia steamrolling North Pope now, 46-21. That's in the fourth quarter. Mount Pleasant and Sheraton with a nice game, 29-27. Mount Pleasant with the lead. Mormon Trail, 38-27 over Wayne. PCM, 43. Davis County, 6. BGM, 35. North Mahaska, 21. And Sigourney Kyoto with a 2-point lead, 29-27 over Pella Christian. That's going to be an interesting ball game for the Rockets next week. If they can create some havoc and get a victory against Pella Christian Eagles, that would be nice. Of course, that game is at Sigourney Kyoto. Iowa City in punt formation. This is the first time they've been in punt formation tonight. Back deep goes Brown and Van Dorn, and there's a whistle. And there's a procedure against Iowa City. There's another, let's see, give that to the wrong team. Another penalty to Iowa City. And that's uncharacteristic. That's the fifth one in the second half. They got 50 yards in penalties. There's the snap, the kick. It's a lazy floater. It's going to bounce down at the 28, take a Regina roll inside the 20 and down at the 18-yard line where the Rockets will have it. First and 10. And they're fighting an uphill battle. 38-6 is our score here at Ike Ryan Field. And, Mike, I wish we would add a little bit more excitement to talk to the fans about with your presence here. We can't blame, you being here and, Jeff being gone. We haven't even talked about Jeff Sands, but we will after this snap. Jensen hands it off to Van Dorn, tries the right side. He's still on his feet over here, and he cuts back to the left. That's the 40, the 45. He makes another nice pass. To the 45-yard line, a nice run by Van Dorn. That is a Belknizing chiropractic first down and a Lefler dirt work run of 10 yards or more.
He had a nice cutback there. He started off going to his right, set it soft, cut it back to his left. Made a nice move, and a really nice run.
Jeff Sands, another timeout by Iowa City, their second one. And he's a graduate of Minneapolis High School. He's a Bulldog, and they're doing a farewell ball game to their field. They have a athletic field, and they're actually going to play their last ball game at this field. They're going to have a dedication for a brand-new complex for their next ball game. It's kind of weird that you'd jump ship at the middle of the season, but they wanted all alumni to come back for that, and so that was a nice gesture. He wanted to be a part of that, and it's kind of a nice thing to see them honor their alumni, on the field for that last ball game, and have a little send-off for that football stadium.
That's also nice of me to do that, have all their alumni come back. That's kind of a nice thing to do.
Of course, here at Ike Ryan, this field has been here for quite some time. The track is an all-surface track. Ike Ryan set the stage several years ago, many decades now, to have a nice facility. It really looks nice, and the state nice as well. Rockets up to the line of scrimmage. There's movement on the part of Iowa City. And there's another penalty against the Regals. And you take what you can get, Mike, in this ball game.
Yes, you do. They've got the second string and out there right now. Maybe some of the third string. You know, you don't get to play a whole lot. Sometimes you get a little jittery when you're out there and you get your chance.
Rockets have been going on the first count. That time they went on the second count. Rockets were able to maintain their discipline, get 5 free yards. It's first and five. Power eye formation. They give it to Luke Welsh. He tries the right side. He gets stood up. He's still running. He's got the first down and more. Good job by Luke Welsh as he was stopped at the line of scrimmage, but was able to pull the sled a little bit more and get enough yardage.
Nice run. He just kept his legs going. And first guy had his arm wrapped around him, but kept his legs bumping and got away from him.
That's another amazing chiropractic and Wallace first down as the Rockets are sitting at the 33-yard line now of Regina. Under center, Jensen turns, and there's a whistle. And, yeah, it will stop the clock at 6:36. I didn't know on a penalty what they would do, but that'll move the Rockets back five. Doggone, they've been doing pretty decent, but now they've got five penalties here in the second half, 12 total for the game, and you got to cut that down some way, shape, or form. First down and 15. They give it to Cody Brown. He spins off a couple guys. He drops the ball. The ball's on the ground, and Island City will get it. The first fumble loss of the ball game. Cody Brown coughs it up. Regina's going to have it. Going the other way at about the 42 or 3 yard line of Iowa City.
Yeah, you can see that happen right there. A nice little drive going, and that's too bad.
Too bad indeed, as Lane Judy is in on his left-end position for the Rockets. Let's see if he can get a quarterback sack here and make his folks happy in front of us. All right, Stenger in for the Regals. There's a snap. Zone option read, right side. He's got some room over here. Nice run out of bounds, and he gets about 8 or 9 yards on that carry.
Yeah, it was number 33, Daniel Sullivan.
Sophomore. They're just interchanging parts there, Coach.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of a drop-off in the running back. They bring somebody else new in.
Actually, it's Niall Vincent at the quarterback control, number 9. And he's able to run the team here a little bit. They send one receiver over here on the right side, 3 over on the left. There's the snap. He runs to his left. He's got some running room. He gets into the linebacking line, gets a first down out of that. Not too bad for a third-string quarterback.
Yeah, it's a nice team to get out there and get some playing time.
Move the chains to the Rocket 43-yard line, first and 10 for Iowa City as they take a peek over to the far sideline. Just under 6 minutes to go, 38-6 is our ball game here at Akron Field. So Vincent brings them up. Got two receivers left, two to the right. Here's a snap. Zone read, give it to the running back, and he gets stopped just after it crossed the line of scrimmage. Nice job. Jace Riley was there. Boston was in on that tackle as well. You know, he's still trying to get over that ankle injury, that nagging ankle injury that he had since wrestling season. And he just hasn't quite been the same. You see, last year he was able to be on the offensive side of the ball. They've been using him strictly defense. There's the snap. Quarterback keeps it. Welch hits him. Nice job. And they little or no gain on that play. They'll hit him a yard up to about the 40-yard line. And there's a penalty flag. It's late. It's got to be unsportsmanlike conduct. It'll be interesting to see what happens here.
Yeah, this is interesting because the play's been over. And if we had two players pushing each other a little bit when the play was still going on. But they broke up and went back to their own huddles, and all of a sudden we throw a flag when nothing's going on. Kind of interesting. I hate that.
They took the easy way out.
Yes, they did.
Called the unsportsmanlike on both teams. And so they'll pull the yardage. But uncharacteristic on Iowa City's part. I'm really surprised that they've got that many penalties tonight.
And that young man for Iowa City that was involved that quickly got taken off the field.
All right. Third down for the Regals. From the 41-yard line, they got to have 8 yards. Two receivers over here on the right side. Looks like one to the left. There's the snap. Rolls to his right. Cuts it back up the field. He gets stopped. Got hit by one of the Rocket linemen. Luke Welsh was one of them. Looked like a Worcester might have been able to get in on there. Fourth down coming up and about five. If they punt this, I'll be very surprised. They are in punt formation. Excellent place for a fake as they sit on the rock at 38-yard line, fourth and five. That's what I would do, Coach. Let's see what happens here. You got a man in punt formation. They got enough back, too, and there's the penalty flag. Or stoppage of play, anyway. Let's see what the man in the white hat says. Dead ball. Delay of this fine contest by Iowa City. They're going to ring up another penalty flag. My goodness, that's eight. Yes, eight in the second half. It's just not like them.
No, I'm very sure that's going to be a point of emphasis by Coach Schultz over there. Catch the game, or maybe on Monday morning when they're watching their film.
All right. Moves the ball back to about the 44-yard line. There's the snap, the catch, the step of the kick, end over end. Cody Brown is going to take it. Cuts to his right side, and down he goes. Ooh, just about lost that, too, as he got tackled. I like that effort on Cody's part. He's not at that fearlessness back there.
Yeah, give our kids a lot of credit tonight. They have the back down. You know, even getting behind the story, they have gotten behind. They have quit. They're still out there fighting, going after it, doing their best, and give them a lot of credit for that. They haven't given up on themselves.
All right, Jensen. Underneath center, power eye behind him. Takes the snap, gives it off to the back. Van Dorn. Up to about the 15-yard line. 5-yard run. On first down, you got to like that positive yardage.
Yes, you do. Yeah. And then we got another timeout.
Official's timeout.
It's like another helmet issue.
Leffler Dirt Works, all types of dirt work. Leffler Dirt Work is able to get the job done right. Precise kind of GPS system. On all of the equipment. Remember, farmers, fall is fast approaching. You need to think about what you're going to do after that harvest. Get your reservations in for terrace construction, tiling, or pond construction. Call Chad at 226-2231. The snap, the give to the back. He's the rumbling. That's Johnson on the loose. He's at the left of the 40-yard line. He's got that Leffler Dirt Work 10-yard run or more and a Bellhaven chiropractic first down.
Nice run by Hunter. Nice run. Really, a lot of power right there.
I don't care if it is against the second or third team. That was a nice run right up the gut. Brown out. Van Dorn in. Rockets all the way up to the 42-yard line. And the thing about this team, Coach Lane, is the attitude. You can see that the attitude is turning for the better. You know, they haven't given up in this contest. As Luke Welsh brings it over here on the left side. Nice tackle out in the open field by number 8, Stinger. And Luke Welsh is having a little bit of a hard time getting up at that. As he was cut his feet underneath him, he did basically a somersault in the air, and then he came down hard on that ground.
Yeah, looks like he may have lost his losses there a little bit.
Gain of about 4 on that carry. Nice to see those big boys rumble like Hunt did and Wolf did the last two times. Let's see if they give it to the speedster Brown. Now on this, there's a snap. They do give it to Brown on the right side. He gets into the secondary. He's got the first down and more. Cody Brown running hard past the 50 to the 45-yard line.
Another nice run. Another nice run for Cody.
You betcha. Another Veldhuizen Chiropractic and Wellness first down, and that's unofficially their 10th one of the second half. And that is a season high thus far, Mike.
That's good. You know, that's something to build on. You know, the outcome of the game is what the kids wanted. You know, keep building on these things. This time that we've got right now, keep building on those things.
Under 2 minutes to go with a 1:44 on the clock. Jensen under center. Takes the snap. Pitches it to Van Dorn. Tries the left side. He's done down to the 40-yard line. And he'll gain 5 yards on first down. Well, I like the effort. The kids have really showed that they haven't given up. They kept plugging away. They got a touchdown late in the game to make it 38-6. They gave up so many touchdowns in the first quarter. They gave up 4 in the first quarter. They really didn't know what hit them. The barrage came so quick as 28-0 before you blink an eye. Hunter Johnson in the shotgun position. He lifts the throw. Throws it to Jensen on a wheel route, and it's incomplete. It's almost picked off there. Nice defensive play by the Regals as they read it well. They stayed at home. Excuse me, they stayed at home and made that play.
It looks like they're getting used to that play right now when we have Hunter back there in the back of the backfield. We need to do a little bit something different off of that, I believe.
Yeah, you know, last week it was brand new, and Wes Marshall saw it coming. The Rockets had some nice success with it, and now with the tape, they've seen it. Hunter Johnson now with it. He fires it over there on the right side. And it's incomplete. Looks like it was intended for Wurstad. It's incomplete. It'll bring it fourth down now as the clock is at 51 seconds. I guess it does stop on an incomplete pass.
That's 32 points right now.
Okay. Oh, yes. Timeout Rockets. There no timeout here in the half. The Country Store in Fremont has a full line of hardware items right near you. Electrical, plumbing, nuts and bolts. The Country Store will take care of you. They also specialize in DeWalt, Milwaukee, Irwin power tools. The Country Store carries big game feed products as well. Stop in and meet the new owners, Mike and Brandy Rocky, for all your hardware needs. They're located just south of the elevator in Fremont.
Looks like Blake Mayerall's come back out on the field to be with his teammates.
Of course, he's in a hoodie. He's not suited up. But, yeah.
That's good to see this is not anything too wrong. Hopefully, he just got dinged up a little bit.
We'll need his speed next week for sure as the Rockets travel to Pellet Christian to take on the Eagles. Rockets with the final timeout here in the second half. And they're still huddled up over here on the sideline. Get out there, guys. The clock, play clock's running. I know we don't have a play clock, but you got to get the play off.
Now looks like we're one player short out there.
Okay.
We only got 10.
Jensen, in shotgun formation, takes a snap, drops back, fires it deep down the middle. Incomplete. He was trying to hit Wurstad across the middle there. He let it fly. And it's incomplete. They gave it a go there, and they'll turn it over on downs, and Iowa City will take it with 45 seconds left. 38-6 is the score here at Eichmann Field.
I don't know.
Like you said, it's not what you wanted, but you certainly can appreciate the fact that they didn't roll over and die. Iowa City didn't score any touchdowns in the third quarter. It wasn't because they weren't trying. up to the line of scrimmage they come. Two receivers to the left, to the right. Running play. Nice job of blowing that play up was this left end here.
Gloucester.
Gloucester came in, the state wrestling champion, and he blew that play up from the get-go. Nice job by Jaron. He didn't let the ankle bother him that time.
No, he didn't. Right after him low, like he needed to. His legs are out from underneath him.
And Iowa City will not have to hike this ball. They're going over to the sideline, and that's going to be all she wrote of this ball game here. 38-6. Iowa City has come in here and put on the gas pedal right away in the first quarter, and Rockets going to fall here 1-1 in District 6 competition, 1-3 overall on the season, and they'll be traveling to Pella Christian. But Coach Mike Lane, appreciate you being in here. Give us a little synopsis of what you thought about the ball game here tonight.
Well,